Okay, our passage today is from John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18, for those who want to open their Bibles. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
Thank you, Shannon. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Ben, and I am the pastor of Young Adults and Care Ministries at North Langley Community Church as of like 2 months ago. But my wife Lillian and I have been attending this campus since it started just over a year ago. So I feel especially connected and at home here with all of you, and it's good to be here this morning to share God's word with you. I'm grateful that Jeff has asked me to preach. I thought my voice would be doing a lot better this morning, so I apologize that it's still a little bit hoarse. I'll probably have to take some sips of water as we go. Our service today is going to be a little bit different, and some of you will be glad to hear that the sermon will be shorter. Yes, at least one person over there is happy that it's shorter. That's not because I'm preaching and not Jeff. It's actually because Jeff and I agreed that we wanted to have some time today to share and respond to what God is doing in our lives. So after the sermon, we're actually going to have a time of sharing and sharing stories of how God has met us, how God has fed us, and taken care of us. So you can be thinking, even as I'm preaching here, about those stories of how you can encourage someone else maybe through what God is doing in your life. Well, I want to focus today on Jesus as the Good Shepherd, as Shannon read. It's an image from everyday life that would have been very familiar to the hearers of this passage 2,000 years ago in Palestine. I realize, however, that today most of us are not very familiar with shepherds or sheep, unless you happen to have grown up on a sheep farm. Anyone here grow up on a sheep farm? Yes, one. Okay, so you're going to be our expert today. That's awesome. I did not think that would be the case. Well, I did not grow up on a sheep farm, but I did grow up in New Mexico, as some of you may know, and I love New Mexico. New Mexico, my home state, just so you know, its nickname, it has the best nickname of any state. It's the land of enchantment. Yes, land of enchantment. I love the red rocks, the rugged beauty, the blue skies. I just love New Mexico. Well, New Mexico also happens to be one of the few places, in the U.S. at least, where there are still traditional sheep herders. And those are the Navajo people. The Navajo people are the indigenous people in that area. And they live on a reservation and also off the reservation. And on the reservation, many of them still practice traditional sheep herding. And in the summers, they will take their sheep, their herds of sheep, up into the mountains where there is greener pastures and water, and spend like 3 or 4 months up there. Well, the interesting thing about Navajo shepherds, as you can tell from this photo, is that many of them are actually the grandmothers. They are the ones who go out and spend months without electricity or running water, bringing their sheep from pasture to pasture up in the mountains there. And our family, sometimes hiking in those mountains, would like encounter these shepherds. Well, in our passage today from John, Jesus applies this image of a shepherd to himself. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. This morning, we're going to look at two different questions. First of all, how is Jesus a good shepherd? What makes him the good shepherd? And secondly, how do we experience his care? How do we experience his care as a shepherd? And friends, my hope for us this morning is that we would just experience in such a deep, deep way the love and the care that the Good Shepherd has for us. That we would experience and know how much the Good Shepherd wants to feed us, wants to take care of us, wants to actually even pick us up in his arms and carry us when we need that. So the first question today is, how is Jesus the Good Shepherd? Well, Jesus gives the answer here. He says he is the Good Shepherd because he loves his sheep so much, he is willing to lay down his life for them. He contrasts himself with the hired workers, on the other hand, who run away at the first sign of danger. When wolves or other wild animals threaten the sheep, they run away and abandon the sheep. They don't really care about the sheep since they don't own them, and they're just kind of in it for the money. They're more concerned with their own safety and well-being than the safety of the sheep. Jesus is not like those hired workers. He's not in it for the money. He's more concerned with the sheep than with his own safety. And he's actually willing to give up his own life so that his sheep might live. That is the true test of a good shepherd. And this idea of Jesus laying down his life for the sheep is so important that he repeats it three more times in this short passage, in verses 15 and 17 and 18. Well, what does it mean that Jesus lays down his life? And how would that help the sheep, since then they would be without a shepherd? Well, as you may know, Jesus is speaking about his death on the cross, where he will be attacked by all those evil forces that seek to kill and destroy us. Jesus is willing to lay down his life for us on the cross because he knows that through his death, he will bring eternal life to us. He's willing to lay down his life. In verse 17, he says that he lays it down only to take it up again. And he lays it down willingly, because all the powers of death and sin cannot hold him in their grip. He has the authority to take up his life again, because he is the author of life. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for us, his sheep, so that we might have life eternal. Listen to how author Jean Vanier reflects on Jesus laying down his life for us. Jesus came to give life and to give his life, the life of love and light that he was living with the Father. He came to give his life on the cross, to take away all the blocks that prevent us from being in communion with God and with our fellow human beings. Jesus is the gift of God, and he calls us to let go of certain things in order to give ourselves. Jesus' death is not the end of life, but the culmination of life. It is the greatest act of love that gives life and becomes a gateway to the fullness of life. Jesus' death is the greatest act of love that gives us life. It restores us to communion, to relationship with God and to our fellow human beings. It brings fullness of life. It gives us freedom to be able to love other people. That's the kind of good shepherd we can follow. Now, the Greek word that's used in this passage in John for good means more than just being kind of morally good, like a good person. It can also mean noble or wonderful or attractive or beautiful. It's a way of saying Jesus is the shepherd. You've known lots of other shepherds, but Jesus is the shepherd. He is the ultimate fulfillment of what it means to be a shepherd. Now, Jesus is the beautiful shepherd, not because of his physical looks, but because of what he does as a shepherd is beautiful and attractive. Laying down his life for us is what makes him beautiful. And the more that we enter into that death and what it means for us, the more beautiful and compelling we will find Jesus. Now, in the passage, Jesus also says that as the good shepherd, he knows his sheep. I don't know if you have ever tried to distinguish between sheep. If you've lived on a sheep farm, you have. But the rest of you, you probably look at a sheep and you're like, well, that one is maybe a little woolier than that one. But otherwise, they kind of all look the same, right? Well, I can't tell sheep apart. But a good shepherd, like a Navajo shepherdess, can tell her sheep apart. Because she spends a lot of time with them. She would be able to tell them apart. Maybe even tell their different personalities because she is with them all the time. She would know when one is missing. In the same way, Jesus knows each one of us personally, and he cares for us. In verse 14, he says, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. You see, Jesus knows us deeply and personally, and he longs for us to also know him in the same way. He longs for us to be in relationship with him in the same way that Jesus and his Father are in a relationship. He says, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. That deep, deep intimacy that's at the heart of God, the Father and the Son and the Spirit, that is the intimacy that Jesus wants to have with his sheep, with us. He wants us to hear his voice, to recognize his voice, and then to follow him when he calls us. You see, Jesus is bringing together all these sheep from different places into one sheep hold, one flock together. He's bringing together all of us who listen to his voice and desire to follow him. So let's move on to the second question. How do we experience this beautiful shepherd? If this is the kind of shepherd that Jesus is, how do we experience him giving his life for us and caring for us? How do we know that? Well, we're going to look actually at a couple of other passages in the Bible that describe what a good shepherd is. By calling himself the good shepherd, Jesus is actually directly comparing himself to God. He's saying, I am the shepherd. You see, throughout the Old Testament, God has compared himself to a shepherd of his people Israel. In the Psalms and the prophets, throughout the Old Testament. Listen to this verse from Isaiah 40 about how God cares for his people Israel. God tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Friends, this is what a good shepherd does. He gathers vulnerable young lambs in his arms to carry them close to his heart. He gently leads those who need guidance. This is what Jesus wants to do for us. Have you experienced him holding you close? Have you felt him leading you? If you're feeling weak or lost today, ask Jesus to carry you. Ask Jesus to lead you. In another passage from the Old Testament, in Ezekiel chapter 34, this whole chapter is actually about God being a shepherd to his people. I'll just read these two verses, 15 and 16. God says, I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. You see, as sheep, we seem to have this natural tendency to kind of wander off and get lost, to stray from the herd. Maybe we just start doing our own thing, or maybe we see some greener grass on the other side of a fence and we just kind of head that way. But pretty soon we end up stuck in a ravine where there's a storm brewing. And it's dark. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, doesn't leave us there. He searches for the lost. He brings back the strays. No matter how far you feel like you have strayed or gone lost, know that Jesus is looking for you. He's searching for you because he cares about you. And he wants to bring you back to the sheepfold, back to safety, back to himself. The good shepherd binds up the injured and strengthens the weak, as God says in Ezekiel 34. He wants to heal our wounds, those places of hurt in our lives that only he can mend. He strengthens us when we're weak. I think if we're honest, we all have those places where we feel weak or broken. You know what those places are in your life. It could be the loss of a loved one, or a broken relationship, or a chronic illness that you're suffering. It could be the daily struggle of finding enough strength and hope to get up in the morning. It could be anxiety about paying bills and making ends meet. For me, this brokenness is often manifested in just a deep feeling of not measuring up, of not being good enough, not meeting expectations. When I turn to Jesus in those moments of not feeling like I measure up, he speaks to me gently. He reminds me that he is all I need, as we sang in our first song this morning. And sometimes he uses other people in my life to strengthen me, to encourage me, to remind me that I am loved and valuable in his sight. You see, whatever your injury is, wherever you are feeling weak, the good shepherd longs to heal that, to enter into that, to bind that up, and to strengthen you. And he's going to do so gently, with kindness, holding you close to himself, close to his own heart, like a shepherd carries a young lamb. Jesus is the good shepherd who has already laid down his life for you, so that you may have life.